When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. A little news, a little information. Tried to watch a little TV news this morning. Couldn't do it because it's all about the protests. And they're going on and on and on, and now they're throwing some people out, and now they're bringing some people in. But still, not one news station is telling the truth of why this has even happened in the first place. This is flat-out racism, is all it is. They singled out the Jews because they're white. That is exactly what this is all about. Let's go after Whitey one more time. If we have to do it to Jews, then I guess that's who we have to do it to. It just, are people ever going to get over this skin color thing, ever?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I just don't really understand. And why? Why wouldn't they?
I guess I admit, maybe I missed the, are you saying that is what's going on here, or is that's what's going
absolutely.
On across?
And all our universities, this is really all about the fact that the Jews they're going after are white. You know, it's people are morons. You have to understand that. They're being taught in school that honkies are bad and it's all horrible. And see, we can't, once again, assimilate. We can't meet in the middle where people of color were treated like shit. So let's not do that anymore. Let's all just work shoulder to shoulder. Not, okay, we're going to flip the script. We're not going to go after black people anymore. Now we're going after the other people because we got to go after somebody. I just don't understand the upside of all that. The upside to me is working together shoulder to shoulder. That's what works.
Yeah, and I would argue that there's a lot of white people that are at these protests on college campuses, and then that they are trying to get it to be a ceasefire where, like, both sides stop killing each other so they can come together and put their shoulder to the wheel and
That's
move
not
forward
what it looked
together.
Like on TV this morning, I'll tell you that. They were going after each other with torches and everything else. I hope you're right. I hope that there are young people out there that'll show a pair, stand up, and do exactly what we've been talking about for over a quarter of a century. This is never going to get done unless we work shoulder to shoulder. It's just not going to happen. When are they going to learn that, do you think?
I mean, hopefully they're in the process of figuring it out now. It's usually not an overnight epiphany when it comes to situations like these, but yeah, I think that you get a lot of the protesters that are there for one reason, and then maybe you get groups that are, you know, anti whatever the people are protesting. And so you get to see some of those clashes. But I think once kind of cooler heads prevail and people are willing to have discussions, then hopefully the attention that all of this is causing will help move things forward and be positive in the long run.
Why didn't the leadership on our campuses get that done in the first place? That's what they should have done on day one, and they didn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a lot like the pandemic where maybe you don't have a plan for every potential outcome. So you're, you know, focused on other things of running a campus and you're not necessarily like, oh, my gosh, what if everybody starts protesting about whatever issue may arise? And so it probably caught a lot of these people off guard and now they're trying to play catch up in real time.
Yeah, but it's gotten violent now. It's taken them so long. Things have gotten very violent.
Yeah.
And the next move is not going to be, if it clicks up one more thing, it's going to get really hideous.
And I'd be curious as to like on the news, they're going to show you the stuff that's going to like feed the eyes. You know, they're going to
show.
I would love to know the peaceful protest where like maybe they're just doing a sit-in. They're on a lawn in front of a building. Those aren't probably getting as much coverage. So I would love to know the disparity and like the ratio between like for every one of these where it gets like some windows get broken into, so there gets a little bit of push and shove where how many others are, you know, we're just going to hold some signs and maybe do a chant and we're going to hang out. And then, you know, at 9 o'clock, we've got stuff to do tomorrow, but we'll come back at maybe like 2 o'clock the next day and we'll get back at it. Those type of things.
Yeah. Cause even like when like, obviously the protests and riots that happened here in Minneapolis, there was, you would see not as much coverage of the daytime where nothing went wrong. But then once that sun went down and then, you know, the people that were there just to take advantage of things and, you know, we just want to go burn something down, then that's what's going to get more coverage. And so I think that's a lot of we're seeing here.
There's no question about that. The national news, as we've been talking about for years now, is horrendous. They take a side because they can make more money that way. I wouldn't doubt that somebody from CNN and somebody from Fox News gets together every night and go, okay, here's what we'll do. You do this tomorrow, and then on our channel, we'll go after you for doing it. And I wouldn't doubt they have meetings about stirring the pot.
They've got the bullpen phone, like in baseball.
Yeah,
it's a one-way line. It just goes to the other studios. They just pick it up, give them a ring. Hey, here's what here's what we're doing.
It's like the president's like red phone. It's like in an office somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, we know how to solve this. They just don't want to solve this. They just do not want to solve. And by they, I'm talking about our government. It is unbelievable how horrible things are right now in Washington. It just, and I'm not sticking it on one side. I think they're all a piece of shit, to tell you the truth. I mean, you have some great hero in the U.S. Senate or the House or the president or the vice president. I mean, is there some great hero out there I don't know about?
I'm still waiting on Spider-Man to show up.
Hey, that would work for me. A little Spider-Man would be good. Look, I just wanted to get through this to start the show so I don't have to think about it. But every single channel you turned on this morning was the riots. And they're not protests this morning. They're riots. Unfortunately, they're, you know, got the torches and the punches and they're beating the shit out of each other. And would you just... And that's another thing, by the way. Little Jimmy... You throwing punches at people because you're in a big crowd is so phony, you little bastard. You'd never do that one-to-one. But now that you're part of a group, boy, you're going to start punching people. Oh, are you?
Yeah, it's a lot of that groupthink mentality where you get the emotions are running high, and the next thing you know, you're like, yeah, I'm accountant by day, but...
Vigilante by night.
I like it.
That's why I've... totally steered off of turning on any news channel in the morning. I've done like MLB
Good
Network
move.
The past like 2 weeks. Just catching up
Good
on
move.
Scores and highlights from around the league. Just
Oh, we're gonna get to that in a minute because that team did something they've never done before. So that's great news. But look, let's close with this because it's the truth. You can make up all the chanting and all the the little things that you can say to each other and all these sayings and blah, blah, blah. You're never, ever going to beat out. And it was, I think, in the late 60s, early 70s, gay people in America used the chant, and I loved it. I thought it was very effective, and I also thought it was, you're making a good point. You will never come up with a slogan better than, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. Now, that's a great slogan, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're never going to do better than that, so shut up and don't try to beat it because it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. No.
So, I don't know. We'll find some ground, I suppose. I don't know. It does wear you out, though. You tune in because I tried to watch some news. There is no other news. The only news this morning nationally are these protests. They're not doing any other news this morning.
I know, and that's what Tev and I were actually talking about before. We got you in the room yesterday before the show, Tom, which is like, Tevin was telling me there's something big going on in Haiti I had just not heard about.
Absolutely.
Like, this Israel-Gaza stuff is the only thing. It's the only thing that they're allowed to talk about. It's crazy.
There's like some FBI's top 10 most wanted criminal that just overthrew the whole Haitian government. He's you're all gone. Me and my gang are running things now. And it's like a whole war zone. But nobody he like CNN somehow snuck in to do an interview like with him because he thinks like he's acting like he's about to be like, yeah, I'm just president now and I'm going to fix Haiti. And it's like, you mean the place you just destroyed? So yeah, there's like things like that going on that because kids are on, you know, college campuses protesting, nobody talks about.
You know, it says amazing about that. I told you this before. In the Dominican Republic, playing golf, this beautiful mountain range is off in the distance. Mm-hmm. Said, oh, my God, you know what? After the round of golf today, maybe I'll go for a walk. He goes, where are you going to walk? I said, I just want to go, you know, walk up the mountain or whatever. That'd be kind of cool. He goes, don't do it. I said, why not? Because they will kill you. I'm like, oh, okay. If the Haitians will kill me, then I guess I'm not going over there.
I'll walk home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll walk
back to the clubhouse.
Yeah, that'd be a little tough to be beaten to death. They do like to light fires in Haiti. You ever notice that? Everything's on fire.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, you like the fires, do you? All right, we'll take a break, come back. We got some, the Twins did something they've never, ever done before with their record.
A couple things, actually.
Yeah, a couple things, actually. You're absolutely right. We'll be back with that in just a couple minutes. K and L Surplus and Ammo is in the line of legs. It's my choice for firearms. You know that. And ammunition, of course. Jim's got it all. Jim's the owner, one of the most knowledgeable people in the business, and is great at getting you the right firearm for your needs. K&L Surplus and Ammo also works with local groups on raffles and auction fundraisers. If your group has a fundraiser coming up, make sure to call Jim at K&L. His number is 763-757-2614. He can help you put together a great package for your event and help you raise more money. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lina Lakes, open Tuesday through Saturday. You can reach them by phone, and it's a great idea to get a hold of Jim because nobody knows more about it than he does. You can get a hold of Jim, 763-757-2614, or you can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
When you go to a restaurant, well, you expect the chef to be an expert. Yes, I do. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car because you like to drive your car when it's not broken. You judge them both by the results of their work, which is a good idea. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. I said expert. Josh Arnold is my expert, as a matter of fact, and he should be yours too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market, the economy. He knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. I am a paid endorser.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Judd Zolgad, Score North, joins us now. The Minnesota Twins, a new record yesterday. They did something yesterday, well, over the last couple of weeks, but yesterday was the culmination. They have done something that team has never done before in its history. Interesting, huh?
Very. Are you talking about went undefeated on a road trip of at least six games for the first time in franchise history? Won a 10th consecutive game.
Jesus.
Couldn't be seen by the majority of us who have Comcast. So,
oh God!
So I listen to it because I'm not prepared to take alternate methods yet to try and watch Twins games. But yeah, now they're off today and return home for a start of a series against Boston. And as I told the boys on the show yesterday, I said we all got to calm down just a little bit though, because we got to see if they can beat real baseball teams.
Well, that's a very good point. The two teams they beat are not very good, but still, to do it for the first time in history,
yep.
The Twins have gone through lots of situations like this where they played terrible teams, and they've never done this before, so that's a hell of an achievement.
That's a nice achievement. Absolutely. Absolutely. I just, I come back to the ineptitude of the Angels and White Sox. Like last night, or like yesterday, bases loaded, White Sox up, two outs, Willie Castro hits a ball to short. Routine, final, out of the inning, and the shortstop screws it up. Sort of bad news bears like. The White Sox should be sponsored by like Chico Bail Bonds. The White Sox should be sponsored. Like they shouldn't be the White Sox. They should be like the Chicago mini marts or something like that. They're so bad.
I like it. They're terrible. I mean, that is a really bad baseball team.
Oh, my God. And the Angels in the field were just absolutely terrible. But, yeah, yep. I mean, it's – so 10 consecutive wins against any team is impressive, but I really want to see them now play real teams to see how the whole thing stacks up. And it doesn't help that Byron Buxton is now going to undergo an MRI on his knee after leaving the game.
Oh, Jesus, again.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to steal a base, pulled up, was – pulled up as he was trying to steal, so it was clear something was wrong, and then couldn't get off limped off the field. And I think it started two nights ago, because when I could watch Twins baseball two nights ago, when it was still on my cable carrier, he went first to third on a ball to right, Tom, and you could see when he got up, he was sort of grimaced, and then the next hitter was a sacrifice fly, and when he came home, on a sack fly, you can jog home, but it was the way he jogged home. I'm like, that doesn't look right. And then yesterday, I think it worsened. I think that knee is just going to be sore forever, man.
That knee is never going to let him play. And the other guy, too, Royce Lewis, he's never going to stop getting hurt. Once you start on a road like that, you never come back from it.
Well, I hope to God you're wrong, because he's so much fun to watch. Because Royce is so much fun to watch.
Yep.
And we do have some examples of guys who had injury problems early, and then it didn't become a problem, you know.
Yes, right.
Molitor was that way. He was always hurt as a kid with the Brewers. But then you got like Buxton, but this is a chronic problem. It sucks. It sucks because you knew it was coming at some point in time. Yeah. It's just like, how long can you – and I like – you know what? I agree. The Twins have just been playing him, because at this point, you're going to have to find out.
Yep, I would agree with that. There's no question about it. It's too bad. It's really unfortunate. I don't remember back in the day of your Carews and Killebrews and the people getting hurt all this often. I mean, people got hurt, but not like this, man. Everybody's getting hurt now. What's the deal?
Well, I think part of it is pitchers were either, because pre-Tommy John, you either were shut down or you reinvented yourself. Like, I think Cott's arm went dead. I think Cott would have been a candidate for Tommy John in the late 60s, but, you know, it didn't exist. And so he just reinvented himself as a pitcher to a certain point. And so I think part of the thing is we are much more proactive in taking guys out and performing surgeries on pitchers than we used to be. But, yeah, I think guys are also, you know, the conditioning aspect is great, but there's also an aspect of that that I think puts a wear and tear on your body.
Oh, I think that's very true. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. I was talking to a doctor about that yesterday, as a matter of fact, because I, you know, when I lose this last 32 pounds or whatever, I'm going to start, you know, lifting some weights. And he said, yeah, I wanted you now to get ready to do that, start doing stretches and working your body parts out without weights. Like, you know, do some push-ups, do some sit-ups, do that kind of thing. That's the way you want to get back in to lifting weights. You just want to jump right back into it, because you're moving around weight that you don't move around all day in this case. Because, you know, he's talking about the fact that I walked 8 miles a day. I do that pretty much. Well, 6.5 to 9. It's in there somewhere, but it's usually right around 8 miles a day. And he said, yes, you're doing the right thing there, blah, blah, blah. But he said, if you're going to start a program, do not start with weights. You can get there, but don't start with weights. Not a good idea.
That's interesting. Yeah. I buy that, and I just, but I mean, I also buy that you know, we're probably more prone to shut people down now, especially in sports, than we used. I mean, I think we used to let people play through more, but there's no question. You're right. There are also just flat out more guys hurt now. I don't think there's a debating that.
And do you think that is because they rush back, or what's the, there is for some reason more stress on people's bodies right now? Have people gotten that much bigger? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, and I also think by what we were talking about, I also think by the conditioning and things like that it does put a wear and tear. And you know what? And look, all sports too are played now at a higher, faster paced level,
yes, sir,
than they were. You know, I mean, you go back and watch games in any sport from the 60s or 70s, and it looks like a different sport. So
it does, yeah.
Yeah, the Buxton thing. It's just, I've said this before, it's just sad because it's clearly chronic. Yeah, you know, there's no getting around it. And I don't think there's any, I think he should play as much as he possibly can now, because I don't know what the future holds with a bad knee. I just think it's such a detriment.
That is too bad. No question. Because I've never met the guy, but I understand he's a very decent person. Yeah. He's a hardworking guy. He's got a lot of talent. That makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm all going for.
Yeah, and you look at all the, I mean, when he is playing now, especially in the outfield, you know, he is such a difference maker.
Yeah.
Like he's still an outstanding player. But they're just also at a point now where I would guess that privately they would have said that they were expecting what happened yesterday to happen at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just sort of a time bomb thing, and you don't know when, and you're probably going to have to shut him down for a while, and hopefully he comes back. But it's just, I found it interesting that the whole storyline coming out of the winter was, well, he had this flap removed from his knee that was a problem, and now it's fixed. And I was like, hold on a second. We're talking about doctors here. There's no way that you had a flap that the doctors are like, oh, holy crap, what's this? Oh, let's take this flap out and see if it works.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. My guess is what they didn't say is that this was either a last resort. Like, there's more to it than we just found a part in a guy's body that we didn't really know existed. And if we take that out, this guy's body is going to work perfectly. It's just, I wasn't buying it. And we all sort of just accepted, oh, hey, this might work. But it feels like with Byron, you're buying yourself time, right?
Yeah. No, that's exactly. No, that's a very good way to put it. You're just buying time. No doubt about it. Which makes me sad again, because I love watching the guy play. Yep. He gives it his all. There's no question about that.
Very hard, very hard. And I love to watch him play, too, when I can watch the Twins these days, which is going to be very rarely, very, very rare. Because
what do you mean watch the Twins? How do you do that?
Yeah, exactly right. Yep. God. Weekend series against the Red Sox coming up. I wonder where I'm going to catch that.
Is there any – there's no way they can get around this MLB – blackout, and just it's streaming.
Yeah, I know. I mean, as far as I know, no, but I'm not an expert enough to answer your question. But my problem is, okay, so Bally owns, or Diamond Sports owns, the rights to distribute Twins games, okay?
Right.
On television. And they can stream them if you, like, get, well, previously, if you got Comcast, which I did, I do, I could get games on my computer via my Comcast app.
Yes. Right. Okay. Yep.
Okay. My understanding is the Twins, though, have not sold the rights to their direct-to-consumer streaming. So that, but my only question is, would there be a way legally? Now, Comcast has the rights to show the game, so I think they would end up back in court, but would there be a way to legally for the Twins to say, okay, screw it, here's what we're going to do. We are going to now actively try to sell our direct-to-consumer rights to somebody else, or heck, we're going to keep them and then sell them.
Right.
But then I think the question is, okay, where does the content of the game come from? Because Bally is producing those games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm totally guessing here. This is hypothetical. I'm playing Perry Mason. I don't know for sure, but that's my. But that's the only thing I can think of to address your question as, is there a way to get around it?
The only upside of this for me is it brings me back these magnificent memories of being a boy, walking around the old neighborhood, and you'd see grandpas and grandmas sitting on the front porch listening to Herb Carneal and Halsey Hall on the porch on the radio, man. Those are great memories for me. They really are.
Oh, yeah. Baseball on radio is just
phenomenal.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. It's the only sport where it feels sometimes like it was meant to be consumed that way, you know?
A lot of great memories of it, I'll tell you that. Hey, Tommy, how you doing? Listening to the Twins. I'm like, yes, sir. Have a good time.
Yep. But Carneal was, and Herbie was great.
He was.
I mean, that, and what, it was Ray Scott, Herb Carneal, and Halsey, right?
Halsey Hall.
Yeah.
Who ate a raw onion in the booth every game. Can you imagine what that smelled like?
No. So is that healthy? That sounds like it's probably good for you, but it smells like crap.
Oh, they used to tell stories. And still, that Halsey Hall, when he was talking about the young man and young woman under a blanket at the game because it was so cold, one of the greatest comments in the history of sportscasting.
Yep, yep. No question.
We said it before, so everybody, you know what we're talking about, don't you, Tevin and AJ?
I don't think so.
I can't say that I do.
Don't you really? Should we tell him, Judd?
Yeah, you tell him.
So there's a game in Halsey Hall. You have a voice kind of like this. Hey, you guys out there watching the game. Look at that couple out there. It's a little chilly out here at the stadium, Metropolitan Stadium, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a young man and his young girlfriend. They're covered with a blanket to try to keep warm. And, you know, it's nice that they came to the game. And, you know, the great thing about that is since they're so close and they're under the blanket, you can maybe get a little intimacy. He can kiss her on the strikes and she can kiss him on the balls. And then he just realized what he said because he didn't mean to say it. And he started laughing. I thought he's going to choke to death. You remember that, Judd?
I don't remember the game itself, but I have heard the story and it's hilarious. It's one of the most famous media stories in this town. It still is, as you just did, circulated to this day.
It should. So AJ didn't think it was funny.
No,
nice sense of humor.
No, I was trying to think that stuff like that that I've only like the one that comes to my mind is the Boston Red Sox. The guy just throws pizza at like from like three rows away. There's a foul ball and some guy just grabs and some guy comes in with a pizza and then like the announcers just lose their minds. Otherwise, there's two couples sitting and they kind of cut to them and it's like, oh, can I stay at the ballpark? And the guy reaches over, he just cups a feel live on TV.
Oh, yeah, that's a Red Sox game. Yeah.
And then there was silence on the broadcast for like five pitches and then they both just started bursting out laughing.
Yeah, or Charles Barkley nowadays is always good for like a line like that where like the kiss him on the strikes, kiss him on the balls type of thing.
Oh, is he?
Because he'll be describing basketball like, you know, when a guy is banging you, you can't spin off it. And like he just has Shaq and everybody else up there dying because he has so many one-liners that you're like, really, did that just come out of your mouth?
Yep.
He's a piece. I have a friend, by the way, and don't tell anybody this. Everybody listening now can learn. Okay. But I have a friend that does a perfect impression of Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that maybe we should have him on the show once in a while just to come. Well, just all get on here. He does. He nails it. It's really good. So I think I might reach out to him, have him call in just to pull a little surprise on you guys. And then, you know, have Charles, Uncle Charles on once in a while to comment on sports. It's fantastic.
Right. I love to hear it. Yeah.
I like it.
Barkley's one of the best, man. He is. He does not care what you or anyone else thinks.
Nope. He does not. He's absolutely right.
He is. He's one guy who I think would be impossible to cancel because he couldn't be canceled because he wouldn't care that you were trying to cancel him. And you got to care.
Yep.
You ain't going to get an apology from Charles.
No,
you're not.
No,
no question. All right, young man, another brilliant report. Bring home another win. They got today off, but they're back at it tomorrow.
Yep. And it's raining today. So I'm glad that if they were going to play at home. They might be rained out. But yeah, the Red Sox tomorrow. So we get to find out. Mirage? Truly a hot team or a mirage?
Ooh, I like it.
Uh-huh. We'll answer that question next Tuesday.
Now, how good is Boston, though?
Boston's decent.
Yeah, decent.
They're not great, but they're decent.
There you go.
But, I mean, anyone, the Babe Ruth team from Eden Prairie, could probably beat the White Sox or the Angels. So anyone who's decent is actually going to be better competition. So we'll find out.
We shall find out beginning tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Judd, we will talk to you later.
Awesome. See you guys.
Thanks a lot, Judd Zolgad at Score North. Ladies and gentlemen, take a break. Be right back in a couple of minutes. Chris Eggert will join us. Hi, it's Tom Bernard for Olivia Weight Control Centers. Now is the time to get a jump on summer the Olivia way. Join Olivia today. Get your first 8 weeks free. Let me say that again. You get your first 8 weeks free in those first 8 weeks by following Olivia's nutrition plan. With the help of their wonderful, I said their expert, wonderful team of registered dietitians and nutritionists. You can lose up to 20 pounds or more. Imagine how much better you'll feel. It's true. Not to mention how much better your summer clothes will fit. Join today. You also receive a complimentary in-body scan, as a matter of fact. Yeah, the in-body scan. My situation, so far, I have lost, what have I lost? Like 20, I think it's 20 pounds right on the number now. Because I got one more pound to lose to get down to 214. I want to go to 240. Yeah, so 244 to 214. That's where I'm headed. Good. So I got like 31 pounds left to go. Really, really, it's a wonderful situation. It's really easy to do. And they call me now an ambassador for Olivia. What do you think of that? So I really appreciate the one-on-one support that I receive at my Olivia Center, no question. Join today. And get your first 8 weeks of Livia's nutrition plan free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livea.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Mike Lindell, the MyPillow employees, I want to thank my listeners, all of you, as a matter of fact, for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also, get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and will not last long. Six-pack towel sets, only $29.98. Take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything's on sale from the brand-new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM. And you get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Channel 5's Chris Eggert is brought to you by Mr. Money Talk. You know who that is, Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation at 952-925-5608. Chris Eggert, how are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Marvelous. We're just talking some baseball and the fact that the Twins now have done something they've never done before, won 10 in a row on the road like that, or not all on the road, but 10 in a row against some pretty bad teams. I don't know if we're going to be able to keep that up. What do you think?
I mean, well, I heard, just heard Judd saying they got the Red Sox. So that'll be a, we'll see if the rally sausage can help us to overcome.
The rally sausage. I forgot all about it from yesterday. The rally
sausage. Don't forget about the rally sausage, Tom. That is the source of all the magic.
You're right. I'm a fool for having even said it. I understand.
And, have AJ and Tevin conceded that a sausage does come in a chub form, and that's not some kind of a juvenile joke? It's
yes, I did some research. He's 100% right. So I apologize for coming down on yesterday. Chub is actually the correct term for a tube of sausage.
Okay,
thank you, right. Tevin. I've been waiting for that.
Chub sausage, baby. How's your chub? I don't know. How's your sausage? See, that'd be good.
Hey, yeah, we'll see. I'm glad they're relevant. Who cares? Like, I mean, so sure. What if they, it's good for the team to have them to be able to go on a run like that. It's good. Yep. Confidence builder. We all need a confidence builder in whatever form that it comes in. Then if that's what it is, great.
That's very good. Building people's confidence, being nice to someone instead of tearing them down like they do on every campus in the United States.
Boy, did I open up a can of, boy, did I open up a can of worms on Twitter this morning, Tommy.
What'd you do? I want to hear
Tom's
it.
Out here, Chris is out here just pushing forward conspiracy theories on the internet, and I love it.
I would say in like 17 years of being on Twitter, I've never, ever, ever been lit up like I'm being lit up at the moment.
What are you saying? What'd you say? I haven't seen it.
I don't know the answer to the question, and maybe that means I'm dumb and I'm not a good journalist.
Okay.
According to most of the people on Twitter, I merely asked the question, does anyone else think it's weird that all the tents of the protesters on the campus at the U of M are almost all the same exact brand of tents?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So does why is that else, a bad thing to say?
Does
it's
anyone
true.
Think that's weird? And I said, this may or may not mean anything. Maybe they bought them all on Amazon at the same time. Or Target, or whatever, or maybe somebody gave them to them. Question mark.
We have already brought that. We've broached the subject this morning. There is no question that there are professional protesters being brought in and paid to protest. There is no doubt that's going on.
I'm not saying you're wrong, Tom, but I don't know that it's been proven. I think that's the theory. Uh-huh. And you can use your common sense as to whether or not you think that's true. Like,
ooh,
don't get
like
me wrong.
That.
I just asked a question about the tents. I don't know. I'm not. Somebody's like, well, aren't you the journalist? I don't get to go out there. I'm not out there. I'm
Come
not
on.
Talking to them.
Chris,
I'm,
boots on the ground, buddy. Let's go.
I'm stuck in a freaking box. My job is to sit in this box and report things that are happening in the world. Like, I'm reporting on Afghanistan often. That doesn't mean I'm in Afghanistan. Like, I...
Good point.
So, but anyway, I regret.
I'm scrolling through it right now, and you're definitely getting lit up. I might have to tweet at you just to join in on the fun.
Yeah, say some. Tommy, this one lady was like, Palestinian children are losing their limbs. Don't you care about Palestinian children with no limbs?
That's not the and point.
I think that was must have been directed at me because I don't have a leg. I don't know. Oh my God. Anyway, I'm turning Twitter off for the day. I'm not going to look at it. Don't care. It's done and over with. It's done.
Look, this whole thing is based yet again on race. Like it always is. We always talk about how far we've come. We haven't come 1 foot. Race is the most important thing to the people on earth. And I don't know why, but it is. They just cannot wait to rip the piss out of each other's skin color, for Christ's sake. Whatever.
I get there being tension over this particular subject. It is not an easy topic to talk about, nor if it were easy, would that there's a reason things have been the way they've been in that part of the world for as long as they've been. It's
yes.
not it, whatever the solution is, it's not an easy one, if there even is a solution. So, and, but we did just, I should add this. We did just report a little bit ago that, this is information we just got a short time ago, that apparently the pro-Palestinian protesters have reached some kind of an agreement with the U of M to end their protest there.
Right.
So that we just sent out a blast on that a couple minutes ago. I guess we'll see how that develops throughout the day, but for what it's worth.
Yeah, you kids have a good time. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I look back at some footage of 1968. It was the same situation in 1968, unfortunately. Martin Luther King was assassinated. A lot of bad stuff happened that year. But I don't have it in me to hate somebody based solely on their skin color. Why would I give a rat's ass about that? Right?
Yeah.
I just don't
You're
get
right.
it.
You're right.
I don't get it. You know, I know out in your squeaky clean, you know, millionaires cove out there that they don't have many people that don't look just like you, but that's your problem, right?
Yeah.
Settle down, everybody. Relax.
Let me ask you this on a much different topic. There's a new train line running between here and Chicago. Is it worth it to take the train?
Yes.
That takes 7.5 hours mm-hmm. or drive there?
It depends on the security on the train.
Okay.
Because if they don't have security, I would never do it. You're just, okay. you're out in the middle of nowhere and you are being preyed upon. Yeah, you don't want to go through that.
Okay. I mean, I-94, that's, you're putting your life in your hands every time you get on that.
That's
so
true.
There's that too. Tevin, yep. AJ, what are your thoughts?
I would take the train because what's the drive down? Like 5 hours from here to Chicago?
I mean, you might be able to get to the edge of Chicago in 5, but you know you're going to sit in traffic for an hour at least getting into town.
So to maybe add like an hour and a half, like depending on how you know boarding and the train ride down there, I think it's worth it. You get to take a nice little nap. There's probably some snacks on the train, maybe have a mimosa or something. Yeah, we're good. I'm pro train.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my understanding too, it's not like it's like a subway or a light rail type thing where you just sit in one, like you're going to be able to like have a chair and lounge a little bit. And Chris, to your point, exactly what you said about like the outside limits of Chicago, you're going to sit in traffic for that long. That's enough for this alone. Like, I understand you're going to go out of your way a little bit. You're going to go to Milwaukee, and I think that's a nice little stop there, too. So, Twins fans,
like
you want to go across the border, catch a Twins-Brewers game, going to be a great time for that. But it just seems like a very low-hassle experience if you have the time to maybe add on another hour and a half to your journey, if that's fine.
I think the time is where you get into it, right? Like, but it's such a I mean, Tom, when's the last time you flew from here into Chicago? Like even that, like at face, the flight's only 45 minutes. Yeah. But if you put 2 hours in the airport at the beginning of it and then getting away from the airport, I mean, I don't know. Chicago's just one of those distances where you could kind of flip the coin and go either way on it.
And it's very dangerous there now. So I don't know why you'd want to do it anyway.
Chicago's
got a lot of problems.
And wherever you get dropped off at, I don't know where the train ends, and then what you've got to do from there to be able to take a different train, you know, once you're in the city or so.
You just gave me a great memory. Last year, I love this, as a matter of fact. Last year, Catherine and I, the Twins were playing the Miami Marlins down there in Miami, and you could take the Bright Line down there, right? Stops right by the stadium. So you can take the Bright Line, not right by the stadium. You got to take a bus off there and get to the stadium, but pretty close, right? So we took the train down, hopped on the train in West Palm Beach, took it down. They stop in Fort Lauderdale. There's a couple of stops, you know, and then you get there. Great. It was wonderful. Everybody's very friendly, schmoozing, just having a great time. Fantastic. We get there to watch the game. I can't remember if the Twins won the game or not. Doesn't really matter. I think they did win the game, actually. But we're there about 3.5 hours, maybe even 4 hours. The Twins-Marlins wrap up their game, and we get back on the train. The big difference between coming down on the train and going back on the train is coming down on the train, not everyone was extremely drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. To be trapped on a train with about 200 drunk people is a real thrill, I'll tell you.
Yeah, when you're not drinking, by the way, I would add
yes,
that, right?
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Like, nobody wants to be the sober guy at the party. You're like, oh, okay.
What are you looking at? It's like, what? It's like, okay.
Ooh, angry drunks, too. That's even worse.
Oh, they were. They're all pissed off about something because they were all that's why I know the Twins won, because they were all pissed off about that. So, you know, but on the way down, hey, great, isn't this wonderful? You can ride the train down to the game. It's just fantastic. On the way back, what are you, son of a bitch?
Right. Well, I guess I'm glad none of them were driving, right? Like, so
that's
a good part of that. So,
all right, Pally, get off your ass and go report the news to the people and let them
I'm
gonna
know go sit in on. My dark box with lights shining down on I'm gonna go sit in my box with no windows, with lights shining down on me, and tell people what's going on in the world.
I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, Pally, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation. It's a 952-925-5608. We shall take a break. Be right back in a couple minutes. Check out what's happening in the news in the world right after this.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is that text you're sending so important that you miss your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearm safely and worry-free. Very, very important. You've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one, don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely and through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's an extremely knowledgeable guy, great guy, too. Will help you get top dollar, which is very important, of course. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off of your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lana Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. A little news, a little information. I was just looking at our guest coming up this morning. It's Jackie Evancho. Is that how you say your name?
I believe so, yes. Evancho.
Jackie Evancho, and her new EP is called Sola.
Yep.
I wanted to make sure it's not Sala, it's Sola.
Yeah, I believe, yeah, Sola by Jackie Evancho.
Jackie looks like she's about 3 years old, so that'll be great.
Yeah, it said she was 24, and I was like, that's not right.
What?
There's, yeah, I was like, there's got to be a typo.
There's no way she's 24.
yeah. So
I mean, she looks like she's about 14, really, in real life.
Yeah, we'll have to ask to see a birth certificate or something when she when she comes on.
Break out your ID or you're not getting on. Yeah. That's just how it is, no question. You guys ever go to the Italian eatery?
Yeah. Yeah, down in like Lake Nokomis area.
They're closing.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. Star Tribune this morning, the story behind why Minneapolis' successful Italian eatery is closing, plus a long-awaited Northeast restaurant has a new name, new Edina spots opening soon, and more restaurant news from the Twin Cities and Duluth. So there's a lot of restaurant news this morning. I don't know, you know, what the deal is here. It says news landed in the email boxes last week, but quickly spread to neighborhood groups and eventually the larger public. Italian eatery and its sibling restaurant, Undito, are closing. There were so many unanswered questions, namely, why would anyone choose to close a beloved neighborhood restaurant that was, by all outward measures, a success?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing bad, said Eric Carrara, who co-owns a restaurant with his spouse, Vanessa, said by phone on Friday. When we watched, when we started 13 years ago, we had a vision. It was to have an impact on the neighborhood, doing it our way. The decision to close was several factors, he said, but the Carraras came to the conclusion that they are the most proud of what they've built, and to protect that, they just want to go out on top. When we first opened, we thought the full-service restaurant would be the driving engine behind our other projects, but that has not been the case, he said. There are so many moving parts to their businesses that it became an engine that requires a giant effort to tend. Well, I suppose that is true. You got a successful business. That's great. It's successful. But being successful does add a lot of work, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's where, not to relate this back to sports, but it's like watching that quarterback maybe play one or two seasons too many. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have my last meal there know, like, yeah, they were at the top of their game. Like that. Yeah. I wish I could have gotten more. Rather than you go and you're like, you know what, this chicken parm is not great. Like it's gone down in quality, that type of stuff. And I think a lot of people forget too. Like, you can have a successful restaurant or like an eatery or a place like this, and there's so many cogs in the machine that make that work as well and smooth, and it takes a toll on people.
Yeah, and for 13 years, that's an incredible run. Because yes. I mean, that's. They're essentially running the day-to-day operations of it. And when you get to where it's that busy, it's not, you probably get into it because, oh, we love people and interacting with guests. And then it's a lot more of like, now you're hiring and firing staff all the time and doing all the ordering. And it definitely wears on you. And so they probably just got burnt out. And it sounds like they have a lot of other businesses as well. So it's definitely not for the faint of heart, but that place was amazing. One of my favorite Italian restaurants in Minnesota.
Well, Sam, sorry to hear that, because when I was a kid, there were like two good Italian restaurants. And the rest of them, back in the day when, let's say in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and I think at 2000, it maybe turned a corner. But for some reason, Minnesotans thought that Italian food, the Italian, I'm getting a kickback like there's no tomorrow.
What
did that just happen? Yeah, I can hear myself. Well, now it stopped.
Okay, I was going to say, nothing changed in the
Yeah.
That was weird, man. All of a sudden, I could hear myself echoed, but then it just stopped.
Interesting.
But yeah, most Italian restaurants back when I was a kid, there were a couple that were not. They were good. The Piazza family in North Minneapolis did a nice job with that. But for some reason, Minnesotans thought that Italian food, that spaghetti, things like that, a tomato sauce had to be sweet, which just not a good idea. Sweet tomato sauce on pasta? Ugh. You got to have some heft there, don't you?
Yeah. Like pizza sauce a lot of times nowadays will be a lot sweeter. And it's always like, no, like I can get a little bit of sweetness, but yeah, I don't want it to feel like I'm eating dessert pasta.
See, I think that's a great way to look at it is like, no, I don't want dessert with my pizza. I want my pizza and then I'll have dessert. Yeah. How about that action?
Yeah. But nowadays, Tom, the Italian restaurants here in Minnesota are top of the line.
They are. There's no question about it. There's no doubt about it. I haven't been to Bar La Grasse in a while. I have to get in there again. But that was just, I had heard from several people, it's just rated the number one restaurant in the Twin Cities. That was nice to hear.
Bar La Grasse?
Yeah.
That's up there. It's like them and Spoon and Stable is another one that's
Spoon
very popular.
Spoon and Stable is another one, yeah. What is the name of his restaurant in Wayzata? Spoon and Stable owner, Gavin Newsom? Is that it?
Gavin Kasem, I believe.
Gavin Kasem. Yeah. Newsom's a guy in California. Gavin Kasem, something like that. But he's apparently, he opened a restaurant a couple of years ago in Wayzata. It was really good, but I can't remember the name of it for some reason.
Let's see. Anybody know? You're talking about Bellacore?
Bellacore, yeah, there you go. That's doing well, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like every restaurant he opens just is phenomenal. He has such a cult-like following, but yeah, he's an amazing chef.
No doubt. Minnesota, and you guys are too young to remember this, Minnesota at one time was not a very good place for restaurants. I mean, back in the late 50s, early 60s, late 60s even,
mm-hmm.
you know, they had the steakhouses were good. You had, you know, Murray's and Harry's and, you know, I forgot the name of my favorite one because he tore the building down, which broke my heart. You bastards. But other than that, I'm not talking about you. But yeah, the steakhouses were really good. But the Italian food, unless you had to, there were a couple of neighborhood places in St. Paul and a couple of Minneapolis that were really good. And the rest of them were like eating sugar.
Yeah, I blame Olive Garden for that back in the day because they had the endless breadsticks, which were so good, and Olive Garden just dominated the Midwest. And then people, I feel like, one day just woke up and were like, this isn't real Italian food. And so, more and more Italian restaurants started to open. So
I saw a video the other day of like somebody brought their like straight from Italy relatives, like they were visiting them in the States, and they brought them to some guy like ordered an espresso and he just put his hand in his face when the guy gave him like a cup of coffee and they're like, this is lasagna. This is not lasagna. Oh my God. Just such a culture shock.
By the way, this is kind of, I didn't even think about this, but it's a good place to tie it in. There's a great restaurant in West Palm Beach called Stressa. It's an island in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And Claudio's an old friend of mine. I've known him for 27 years. It's just a great restaurant. Phenomenal. Kath and I go there several times throughout the year. But it was such a nice thing last night. We came in, we sat down, you know, said hello to everybody and all the rest of it. And the server comes over and talks about this, that, and the other thing. And she says, oh, by the way, Mr. Bernard, I go home at night. I get home by about 11:30, maybe midnight, and I listen to your podcast. It's like, what? I mean, this is 2,000 miles away from the Twin Cities. But yeah, she listens to the podcast all the time, just loves to sit there at night and listen to the podcast because it calms her down or something.
Yeah,
Isn't it great?
That's amazing. No better way to fall asleep late at night than to just the soft sounds of your voice.
Just podcast. Being boring.
Yeah,
you get bored and you fall asleep.
There you go.
But I love surprise things like that. You know, we do have listeners all over the United States. Podcasting does that. I mean, you get listeners everywhere, but it was so sweet to start the dinner. She talked about listening to the podcast. And so I said, well, you should come on the podcast. I can't. I'm too tired. It's like, okay. All right. Never mind then. Do we have a call or something?
No, that was just Art calling with Jackie Evenko, our guest for after the upcoming break.
Oh, so okay, you're teeing it up.
I'm just teeing it up. I'm getting things. The chessboard is getting put together here.
But I would say this again, and I want to be very clear about this. Back when I was your age, the restaurants, and Charlie's Cafe was the other one I was thinking of, was phenomenal, no question. But there were steakhouses. So you could get a good steakhouse in Minnesota, no doubt about it. And in the right neighborhood, you get really good. And by the way, the Nankin for Chinese food was fantastic too. But in general, most of the food was not that good. It just wasn't. Now I'd say Minneapolis-St. Paul has some of my favorite restaurants in the world. The restaurants in Minnesota are very, very good now. Is it like that, do you think, all over the United States? They kind of woke up to how to do it?
Yeah, and I think that gone are the days of everybody's favorite restaurant being, you know, TGI Fridays, Applebee's, and kind of the chains.
Yeah,
and so you're getting those people that can start their own small business and after, you know, going to culinary school and really put something that they're passionate about on a plate.
Yeah, so I mean, if there's a new restaurant out there that you're going to and that you really, really like it, you can drop us a line because I love there's a Black Duck coming to Northeast Minneapolis, I see. Jester Concepts Edina restaurant opens on May 1st, so that's good. I mean, Edina's doing a really good job with the restaurants, no question. Well, most suburbs are. Starling Yeah, Starling. The newest restaurant from the group that brought us Burrow, Parlor, PS Steak, and received Butcher and the Boar, revived, Butcher and the Boar, among others, will open its first suburban restaurant May 1st, located at 4917 Eden Avenue in Edina, where the Perkins used to sit. The Shea-designed room has a sleek, modern feel. Oh, I have a question for you. If they're saying where the Perkins used to sit, I thought that was a, like a house now. I mean, not a house, but it's a building now, isn't it? Where that?
I'm not sure which Perkins they're talking about. I'm not familiar with that one, but yeah, I would assume it's, they probably just either tore it down or redesigned it or remodeled the existing building.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of rental properties. It's a huge rental building now where that one's at, but that must not be the one they're talking about.
No.
I'm talking about where's Eden Avenue? Because it's just off of 50th and Eden Avenue. Is that toward the city?
Oh, let's see here.
I don't even know where it would be. I mean, it sounds very familiar, Eden Avenue, but, you know, in whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I could look it up for you during the break if you want.
That's not a problem. We don't even need to know. I can track it down in a couple of weeks when I get home.
Okay.
That'll be a good thing. We shall take a break right here. Jackie Evancho will join us in just a couple of minutes right after this. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. Thank you. They're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever. When you use promo code Tom, you get free shipping on your entire order. You get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom, and you can get free shipping on your entire order. So, call 800-516-5146. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Tom.
Hi, guys. It's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family, too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jackie, ready to go?
Yeah, Jackie Evancho is on the line.
Jackie Evancho with us, ladies and gentlemen. New EP, Sola, out tomorrow, May 3rd, and her new single out now, Behind My Eyes, which is number 22 on the Billboard AC chart. Jackie is a platinum-selling recording artist who first became a worldwide sensation at the age of 10 years old. Now, Jackie, that kind of surprised me that you became a worldwide sensation when you're 10 years old, because I'm looking at your picture, and it doesn't look like you're 10 years old yet.
Wow, thank you. I guess
That is a compliment.
You have a youthful look. Yeah, Jackie, you do have a youthful about you. There's no question about it. It's wonderful, though. I got to ask you right out of the box, Jackie, because you did some things I don't know as a grown man that I could do, and you did it starting at 10 years old. Jackie has recorded and or performed duets with such notable artists as Tony Bennett, Barbra Streisand, Placido Domingo, Josh Groban, Andrea Bocelli, and Jose Carreras, to name a few. How old were you when you first started? Didn't you walk in the room and go, wait a minute, that's Tony Bennett? I mean, was that a little scary?
You know what? Actually, I remember that day very vividly because Tony had brought his puppy. And all I cared about was the puppy. It's the gravity of the people that I get to perform with. It never would hit. I guess I'm not easily starstruck, but I do have such extreme respect for these artists. And so I would always take them as like a learning opportunity to, you know, observe the master themselves. So, yeah.
Well, that's very, very smart, Jackie. Yeah, Scott, your parents did a good job raising you, kid, because you're very, very sharp. That's great.
Thank you. I think so, too.
How did you discover you could sing?
I don't know if I ever really did discover that I could sing. It's something that was just very innate. And I would say for a super long time, except for maybe the past 3 years, I kind of just felt like I was, like, just doing my thing. And I know I had fans and I had all of this stuff going on that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And yet I still was like, do these people really come here to see me? You know, I'm just singing.
Right.
And it didn't hit me. But now I have this confidence in what I do. And I feel like I'm where I belong.
You know, it's interesting, Jackie, because going back to Tony Bennett for just one quick second, and how old were you when you sang with Tony Bennett?
I was either 10 or 11.
So you were really aged at the time. You've gotten to be an old woman at 10 or 11 years old, no question about it.
Yep.
So you're 10 or 11, you're singing with Tony Bennett. I went to see Tony Bennett just before he died, a few months before he died. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in the front row, right in the center of the stage, so Tony Bennett was about 20 feet away from me. As a man in my 60s, I was afraid to just be that close to him, sitting there, listening to him sing, and you at 10 walk on and go, all right, Tony, let's belt one out. I mean, that's amazing to me.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't know. I guess he was so welcoming and so friendly and down to earth. And so I guess I never really got that fear of, holy crap, this is Tony Bennett, because I think he just presented as such a normal, kind human. He made me comfortable right away.
Now, it just keeps coming with Jackie, though. And by the way, Jackie, I want to ask you something before I bring up the next part, which is very, very impressive as well. Your parents did a great job with you. Did you know that?
I think so, yeah. There's a lot of stuff that I'm really grateful that they instilled in me. And, you know, that's work ethic. And, you know, my mom was never afraid to say, you used that word wrong, Jackie. This is what you meant and this is what it means. So she helped me with my vocabulary and everything. I'm really glad I had the parents I have.
There's no question about it. Your parents did a wonderful job. I mean, look how it turned out, Jackie. Just take a gander. Things are looking good, sister.
You're right. They are.
So there you go. Now, here's another one. Okay, Tevin and AJ are with us here. They're late 20s, early 30s. So let me read something that Jackie did that if you two did, you'd ever get over it, because I know that I wouldn't. Jackie co-starred in the film The Company You Keep at the request of the star of the film. The star of the film requested Jackie be in the movie, and that was Robert Redford.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's not a lot of stuff, like, there's not a lot of stuff I can put my name on and claim anything, stake anything. We're talking pebbles compared to that boulder. That is insane. Just like this sheet is more impressive than my entire existence so far.
Robert's not, he's not calling up me and going, hey, I need you in that film. And yeah, he probably, not anytime soon.
Well, we're not lying.
That was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about that. So how did you find out Robert Redford said, no, it's got to be Jackie. How did you find that out?
Oh, actually, my family and I were sitting on like our deck at our first house, and my dad was like, Jackie, Robert Redford wants you in his movie. And I didn't know who Robert Redford was because I was a kid. I was a little girl. But once they filled me in, I was really excited, but I was super scared because I'd never really acted before. I dabbled here and there with some local projects. But, I went into it just being open-minded, and then I got to do it, and it was all filmed in Canada, which I love Canada. It was so fun.
Yep.
And he was another person that was super disarming right away, and, he was just so human and normal, and he really helped bring out of me the little actor that I was, and it was just so fun. Super cool experience.
So your life has been torture all along. Is that what you're saying?
No, but I can say that I was very nervous about a lot of stuff and very scared of a lot of things growing up. But what I love about this job is that it forced me to confront it every time.
Love it.
And so,
love it.
Yeah, I wasn't letting fear rule my life so much with that.
You're a smart kid, Jackie. Thank your parents for me. All right?
I will.
You got to come back, Jackie. We got to keep tabs on you to see what the latest is, because I don't know, maybe I'll get a call from that. Hey, Tom, it's the Pope. Can you get Jackie to come over to the Vatican? I need her help. That'll be next, Jackie.
Yeah, I hope so. That'd be really cool. I did perform for him already, though.
Oh, you what? Wait, what? What did you just say?
Bury the lead.
Yeah, I did, because he was doing something in Philly, and they asked me to perform for the whole concert. So I was there. Aretha Franklin was there, too.
Oh, another stiff. Jackie, this is unbelievable. I don't ever want to meet you, because you're going to go, oh, it's you. That's great.
No. But thanks for letting me flex a little bit.
Absolutely. Jackie, come back soon. I love talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. I love talking to you, too.
Thanks. Bye. Jackie Ivanko, ladies and gentlemen. The new LP is out tomorrow. Her new single out now, Behind My Eyes, which is number 22 in the Billboard chart. But, I mean, I didn't know that she'd met the Pope. I had no idea. Yeah,
she really should have led with that, because I got a lot of questions now.
I don't think the 10-minute window we were allotted is enough to really dig into. Like,
no.
I feel like we're really scratching the surface. It's like an iceberg.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she's sang here, and she was in this movie, and then you get under the wand, and you're like, I sang with Aretha Franklin, I performed for the Pope, I invented the cure for cancer. Like, whoa, Jackie, what have you done? There's nothing that you haven't done, Jackie.
Do you think there was any chance, because I picked the most improbable person on earth, I said, next thing you know, you might get a call from the Pope. Oh, I already did. I was like, oh, my God.
She was like, scroll down a little further in my list of credits, and you'll see that the Pope is right there.
Exactly. No, she didn't even mention that in her descriptor, did she? I can't see it down here.
Thing that Art sends us, I didn't see anything related to the Pope or Aretha Franklin in there. So maybe not a big enough name, I guess, for her to mention.
Aretha Franklin, probably the greatest singer ever born.
Yeah.
You know, think about that. Meeting her as a kid. My God, unbelievable. Jackie, what a great kid. Parents, it's Ivanko. That's how you say your name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Art was saying the A in the middle sounds like an E. So like Ivanko.
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 Okay. Ivanko, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have Jackie pop on once in a while because I just love talking to her. How smart, how talented, a nice person. I mean, this woman hanging out with the Pope, Robert Redford, and everybody else on that list, like, oh yeah, I had to sing with Tony Bennett once. Oh, that's too bad. And I was not exaggerating. I was 20 feet away from Tony Bennett, and I was nervous to be that close to a legend like him. I was.
Oh, wait.
And she goes, I didn't even really know who he was.
I was more. I wanted to pet his dog.
Yeah,
he brought his dog.
Pet his dog. Yeah, I love that. Oh, he had dogs with him, so I liked them. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh. All right, we got to take a break. Come back. There's another Jackie Evancho. It's kind of like Kristen Burt. She's kind of the same person. I'm sure she sang for the Pope. We'll ask her.
Yeah,
we'll get that then. We'll have her on. We'll ask her next. Right after this.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw and Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, a woman who's hung out and had lunch with the Pope, Tony Bennett. Did you hear any of that interview with that young woman?
I caught the tail end. Jackie Evancho is incredibly talented. I watched her on America's Got Talent.
Right.
So when she, burst onto the scene. And you know what's funny? I don't know if she mentioned it in your interview because I didn't hear the beginning part. She auditioned for the show twice before they finally put her on in the fifth season. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Her voice, she was a little girl at the time, was unbelievable, a prodigy.
But I'm bringing up people as a joke. It's like, yeah, imagine you could sing for the Pope. Well, I already did. Like, what?
Well, she's been connected with David Foster for a very long time. And David Foster puts together the most incredible programs. He's the type of person that, like, if you want music at the White House or music at the Vatican, you call David Foster and he collects all of his people in the music industry and puts
really?
On a show.
Mm-hmm. Honest to God, though, I didn't even ask her how old she is now. She doesn't look very old.
I think she's 24.
Yeah.
She's 24. Oh, that's right. You did tell me that, Tevin. She does not look 24. She looks like she's about 16 still. And I was not exaggerating. I am not kidding. This is a woman who, or a girl at the time, 10 years old, maybe 11 years old, singing with Tony Bennett. I remember sitting 20 feet from Tony Bennett, watching him perform at Mystic Lake Casino, as a matter of fact, is where it was. And it made me nervous to be just that close to a legend like that. And she's
I interviewed him at the Oscars, called me sweetheart, and I was like, I will never forget that.
Exactly right. Tony Bennett called you sweetheart?
He did. Oh. And I have it on video, which is even better. I keep it on my phone because I'm always like, that. I love it. I'll try and throw it up on my Instagram stories just to like prove that it does exist.
What a legend. What an absolute legend that man was.
I'm so thrilled I was able to hear him sing in person. Mm-hmm. Yep. He had his 80th birthday at the Kodak Theater. It's now the Dolby Theater where they hold the Oscars. Yep. And I did ask him, because then I wound up interviewing him maybe about 5 or 6 years later. And I said, how is it that your voice sounds just as good today as it did 50 years ago? Because oftentimes as you age, your vocal quality changes. And he said, really good living. You know, he's like, I wasn't, you know, a big drinker. I wasn't a smoker. I really treated my body like an instrument.
That's amazing. And just the nicest guy. My God, what a sweetheart of a man. No question about it.
And his friendship in his later years with Lady Gaga and the albums that they produced, really, truly incredible what both of them accomplished together.
I would agree with that. But thank you for telling your story about that, because Tony Bennett, just being near him made me nervous. It was weird. All right. What else is going on in your world?
Oh, so much. All right. Let's. I know there's so much going on. Just a couple of like buttons on topics that we've talked about quite a bit. First of all, I know we talked a lot about Quiet on the Set a few weeks ago. I think a lot of people probably saw the headlines yesterday. Dan Schneider, who was one of the major creators on Nickelodeon and who was mentioned quite a bit in the documentary. Now, he is not accused at all of any type of sexual abuse, but he is lumped into the documentary that talks about sexual abuse by Brian Peck and several others on the sets. He does admit that he wasn't a great leader and that there was some type of maybe, he doesn't say that he was, you know, guilty of emotional or physical abuse. But he did issue an apology saying, you know, I could have done better and everything else. But he is now suing the creators of Quiet on the Set for defamation, saying that because they lumped him in with the pedophiles, people assume that he is also a pedophile.
Yeah.
I think they were assuming that beforehand, though, weren't they not?
Oh.
Okay. I think for sexualizing, there's a lot of questions around his scripts and possibly sexualizing young kids. And I do think that that is a valid point. Sort of leaning into tickle fetishes, foot fetishes, and a lot of like things with like condiments and like squirting them on kids' faces.
What?
And he, yes, like mustard, ketchup. Because think about if you watch an adult film, if you watched a porn, you don't even need me to go there. So I know. And he said, well, all of these scripts were approved by the network. If they were inappropriate, they would have been flagged. But look, we look at things so different. And I think, you know, having access to the internet and the dark web gets us understanding a little bit better of what the dark web is all about and what's happening with child sexual abuse matter. So, or material, I think that this just in 2024 is a different lens. And, you know, the network probably wouldn't approve it in 2024.
I would hope that would be the case, yes.
But I think it's important to point out he has no accusations of sexual abuse, of touching any child inappropriately. Writing scripts? Possibly. But remember, in defamation, you have to be able to prove that you did not do any of what you're accused of doing in that documentary. And okay, yes, he didn't touch anyone, but he's going to now have to prove too that he didn't sexualize young children in those scripts.
I have a question. How does that even happen that adult people, men and women, but I think mostly men, are attracted to children? What is that?
That is probably something that we don't even, you know what I mean? I don't even know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no way we can comprehend what the hell you're doing because it's just not in there, you know?
No. And, you know, even when you hear of like teachers that are in their 30s wanting to date no, I shouldn't say that's not, that's the wrong phrasing. Let me, I'm going to correct myself right now.
Okay.
Thinking that it's appropriate to sexually abuse a 14-year-old because they're thinking it's dating, it's a relationship. It's not. It's outright rape or child sexual abuse, depending on how they categorize it. But it's, I can't even imagine like dating a 25-year-old, an adult. Like for me being like, okay, let me go out and date. Yeah. I wouldn't have anything in common.
No.
I would just be like, what are we even going to like hang out and talk about? So it's really unfathomable for all of us.
I have a question for you. Is this, and this would be very, very sad if we're true, is there no emotion to it? It's all a physical thing. It's not emotional at all. In other words, for all of us, like when I'm with Catherine, it makes me feel really good to be with her because I love her dearly. And but if you're having sex with children, there's no way that's possible. So what is it? So you never, ever feel loved when you're having sex with someone? That's too bad.
I'm guessing that it's multi-layered and very complex, yeah, but it's also a power. It's a power and control.
Yeah, that's true.
Anytime like anyone is sexually assaulted, the person who is doing the horrendous act, it's an act of power and control. So
I love the fact you brought that up. Just thinking about me trying to control Catherine. Good luck. That's all I have to say. Good luck to me on that one. That stuff has always made me very, very sad. Preying on children. Ugh.
Well, it is. And, you know, we've talked about Harvey Weinstein in the past few weeks. And we're talking obviously about Nickelodeon. I do at least appreciate that we're calling people out. We're saying, you know, you have to be accountable for this. This was not acceptable. Yeah. And I know that we like look at it of a lens through Hollywood, but this happens everywhere. And I know we talked about it quite in the set. This is on soccer teams and, you know, in gymnastics coaches, and it happens in the workplace. So it's up to everyone to sort of have each other's backs when you start seeing something that looks inappropriate.
No doubt about it. Well, you're a day brightener today.
I am so happy, shiny. But I did want to just, and the other thing that I just saw, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, I don't know if everyone saw, she's coming back with more episodes of her Lifetime docuseries. She's got a new nose. She's got blonde hair, like full Hollywood makeover. I'm just going to guess that Dancing with the Stars is next.
So
I'm going to throw
this?
That out there. Gypsy Rose Blanchard. I know we talked about her quite a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know who that is still.
You don't. Okay. So this was the girl who her ex-boyfriend now, they worked together to kill her mother. But her mother was who had Munchausen by proxy. Mm. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And we had talked quite a bit about it. And, you know, she had the docuseries. She's out of jail now, and they're continuing the docuseries, which is going to chronicle her marriage that has now failed, and now she's with her ex-fiance. I mean, it is so dramatic and so messy, and I hope that this young woman honestly just takes a moment to pause and breathe because she's very charming, so Hollywood is drawn to her, and she has a lot of offers thrown her way, but I also worry about, like, has she ever been around a man who, like, she can implicitly trust? Like, maybe just be yourself, get the therapy of what life is like out of prison. So
what life is like out of prison?
It is. It's an adjustment. And she's been in since she was a young, you know, very young girl. So it's like there's a lot thrown at her. And I don't know. I just worry because I do feel like they're going to go, you have to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Can I ask about that? And this might seem mean, but how loosely are we using the term stars here?
Yeah, that's
right.
I don't think that they've had stars since maybe season 10.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like dancing with these super
reality stars.
People. Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
Cause she's not, no offense to Gypsy Rose, but like if she didn't plot to kill her mother and if her mother didn't abuse her, nobody would know who she was. It's not like she has some amazing talent. She's just a very likable person coming out of a horrific situation.
100%. Okay. And, you know, what Dancing with the Stars does, they want the controversy, so they'll always have the controversial candidates that are dancing. And I think that oftentimes, and then it's like Disney stars, and then it's like maybe someone from like that 90s nostalgia that's trying to make a comeback. So it's people that are part of the zeitgeist and in the pop culture bubble, but it's not George Clooney. It's not Julia Roberts, like, coming on to learn to dance, you know? Just hire a dance instructor and do it in the privacy of their own home. They're not going to do it for, and they're not going to get out of bed. I mean, because I think for the whole series, the most you can make is about $325,000 if you make it to the very last week. So for them, that's no, that's like nothing. They wouldn't get out of bed for that, for 12 weeks of work.
Only 400 grand. Forget it.
Forget it. Not even that. They'd be like, forget it. And it's a lot of work. You are working 6 to 7 days a week. And usually by the end, you're sore. You probably have a broken rib. You're tired. You've cried 16 times on television. Your partner's yelled at you. That's what you sign up for.
Perfect. Sounds like a wonderful, wonderful
time.
I know.
Sounds so good. But I do want to mention that there is a lot of good TV tonight. Like, so much that you possibly can't watch it all tonight.
All
so
right.
I know. Right. So just a couple things. We already talked about Hacks. Probably that's my number one choice for everyone. It's on Max only. It is not on HBO. Just a reminder to everyone. Peacock has a new series, The Tattooist of Auschwitz. Obviously a heavy drama. This is not your light Hacks. So, but I want to, it's a 6-episode series starring Harvey Keitel. It was based on a book and it's about a young writer who meets a survivor of Auschwitz, and they talk about his life and falling in love at the concentration camp. And it flashes back to, you know, his younger years and his older years, but heavy duty, but really well done. We also have A Man in Full, which is David E. Kelly's new series with Jeff Daniels. And he's an Atlanta real estate guy who is falling into bankruptcy, and everyone around him is so happy that he is finally getting his comeuppance. That's on Netflix, and a really good cast. Diane Lane's in it. Lucy Liu. That's another one to check out. And then movie wise. And this is one for all of the women out there who listened to this show, because the idea of you, a lot of you probably read the book. It is premiering today on Amazon Prime. It is about a woman in her 40s who falls in love with a boy bander at Coachella. It stars Anne Hathaway. I know, but this should be, this was a really big bestseller. It was like one of those big beach reads that hit the New York Times bestseller list. This should be a big hit for Amazon Prime, and they've been promoting it big time for probably the last month or so, because it premiered at South by Southwest. So,
okay, what was the second one you mentioned? I got to watch that.
A Man in Full.
A Man in
Jeff
Full.
Jeff Daniels on Netflix.
Love it.
That's going to be a good one. I haven't seen my screener copy of that one. It's on Netflix already, so don't miss it. But don't forget Hacks. And then, of course, there are a few other options. So it's a really good day. I don't even know why they dropped everything all at once, but it'll give you a whole weekend's worth of content.
See, it's all they do is deliver. All right, Pally, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, I'll be here.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kristen Bird. Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. She said the Jeff Daniels thing was on Netflix, or did she not say?
Netflix.
Man, it is Netflix. Man in Full on Netflix. That sounds well. I think he's a terrific actor. But I got to watch the first one, too. Oh, my God. I got a lot to do tonight now.
Yeah, she just left us with a million things to watch, and we'll have to squeeze them in by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Typical. All right, we will talk to you guys tomorrow. The family shows up in about 15 minutes.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.